the song with joyful ring of caroling. One seems to hear words of good cheer from everywhere, filling the air. Yeah, let it ring while people sing songs of good cheer. Christmas is here. Merry, 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 merry Christmas. Merry, 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 merry Christmas.
Sharon McCullough says she is the most needed editorial voice in print today. Listeners have voted her fan favorite for 4 years running. The amazing mind of Carol Markowitz, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, very glad to have you with us. Kind of a busy day at Kevin McCullough Radio. Things a little bit out of order sometimes, and that's okay. That's the way it sometimes happens. But we've got a great lineup yet for you to come. It is Technology Tuesday. That means a little bit later on, Ari Zoldan will be with us taking a look at some things related to that area of the news. And I am so thankful that we get to talk to my next guest every week, because she's one of those people, as the liner says, that is full of common sense. And I think she's one of the most important voices in the country in the editorial space each week. She writes for the New York Post on Mondays, and she rejoins us again at Kevin McCullough Radio. Carol Markowitz, welcome.
Hi, Kevin. Thanks so much for having me.
So the nation is obsessed this week with the passing of George H.W. Bush. I actually spoke with one of my guests off the air yesterday, and the comment was, why do we have to be so obsessed with these people when they die? What's your feeling about the length and the kind of measures they go to make sure that the goodbyes are said this way?
You know, it's interesting because I'm sort of not cynical exactly, but look, I'm a New Yorker. I'm very like New York-y, and there's definitely a sense like, wow, this is a lot for somebody that we don't know personally, and the outpouring of emotion is just a lot more than I would express for somebody I don't know personally. But the truth is that like this kind of stuff really does warm my cold, cold New Yorker heart, because it brings the country together. You see a almost patriotism in this, that he was all of our president, you know, he was our president, and it's, we're all saying goodbye to him collectively. There definitely was some surprise. I felt some surprise that banks, you know, the markets were going to be closed on Wednesday and the post office would be closed. But there's something really beautiful in that. And the fact that we're all doing it together, and we have so few opportunities to feel that American togetherness, that we should take it when we find it.
No, you know what? That's a very positive message, and one that's very good for the holidays. And I'm so glad that you said it all, because I do think there's some degree of truth to that. I think that you have an experience here that may help mend some of the damage that the political process does. However, having said that, you and I met. We've been friends a long time, but I think we met while covering Bush W's administration.
That's right.
And I think that our nation has, at least the media establishment, has a very short and very odd memory. I noticed that CBS News yesterday, and I tweeted this out, as they were bringing H.W. off the plane and as his body was being delivered to the Capitol, the lower third on CBS said president and patriot. And I was like, did they ever say that H.W. Bush was patriotic when he was actually in office? If memory serves me correctly, the media was pretty ugly to Reagan and equally ugly to Bush Sr. And it wasn't until, good old boy Bill came along that they started having some degree of, parties at the White House with the, enjoying the people that were there. So I don't know. I find it very interesting that their memories are short.
Absolutely. There's some of that. As the saying goes, the only good Republican is one who has no chance of being president, whether they're no longer alive or even George W. Bush, they have a newfound respect for him because he has, he won't be our president again. There's definitely some level of hypocrisy here. But again, I'm willing to overlook that
for the national interest. You're saying it's worth it.
Yes. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Makes
sense. I take my cues from the Bush family. They're you know, grace in this time has been really magical to watch.
And I didn't expect it would be any different. And I think that it stands in pretty sharp contrast to, you know, how the McCains handled things. But it was H.W. himself that said he wanted the president to be there and he did not want acrimony between the two families after he was gone.
Right.
So it's I think that means something to the current president. For what it's worth, I believe that when people do try to express goodwill, it changes things. So, well, it's going to be interesting. A few more days of this, and then we'll be off to the next thing. Hey, let me ask you about your column this week. And you put up a warning before you published it on your social media saying, you know, it's not like what I normally write about. I love it when you do that, too, because it always grabs my attention. But why did you pick this particular angle on this particular topic?
So my topic is about how there's people now sending their kids to rehab for Fortnite addiction. Fortnite is a video game that's very, very popular, and a lot of kids are playing it. And parents can't stop them, apparently. Apparently, it is beyond their ability to get their kid to stop playing it. And there's these terrible stories, like this 9-year-old girl in Britain who wet herself because she couldn't stop playing. And, you know, there's these people who compare it to heroin. I mean, child psychologists who compare it to heroin. But it's not like heroin. There's not a physical addiction. If the parents smash the video game console, the kid's not going to go get another one. It's not something that, like, is beyond our control. And so my column is about how we take these examples and we take these situations and we use it as an excuse to not parent. And it's gotten really bad, where I don't think parents know what to do anymore. We have these articles ever so often. There was one in the Washington Post last week about how you shouldn't put your kids in timeout. And then there was one in August, I believe, in the New York Times about how you shouldn't yell at your kids. And it's just constant, like, don't parent, don't parent, don't parent. And we're getting this message and absorbing it. And you're not allowed to yell at your kids. You're not allowed to put them in timeout. You're certainly not allowed to take away their video game console. Etc. And I think it's a really bad place that we're in right now, where parents think that not parenting is what they're supposed to be doing. And it's just it's really leading us in a bad direction.
No, I couldn't agree with you more. In fact, those 50 phrases that you talked about that Good Housekeeping listed from 2016,
yeah.
Things like don't do that. You live under my roof. You follow my rules. Or even you're so smart. Great job. Like, I think all they did was drop a microphone into my house and eavesdrop on me for about a year. And, you know,
right.
mine are all, and I think yours are kind of in that same range, but we're in that stage of life with the 8, 6, and 3, almost 4 going on 35-year-old that they're all formulating their will right now. And if I don't tell them not to do certain things and to do other things and to apply themselves in this area and to not let themselves be tempted into doing these types of things, like, I'm not doing my job. My job is to help them make great decisions when they become adults. And they're not going to be able to if they don't know what they are. Like, it's just,
exactly.
I don't know.
They need you. They need you to tell them what to do and lead the way.
Yeah. All right. Reader in the New York Post. It is a great piece titled Video Game Rehab, Just an Excuse for Lazy Parents. Carol Markowitz, always a pleasure to have you. Thanks for being
Thanks so much, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough Radio. We continue. More breaking news and Tech Tuesday on the way. Stay with us.